I am raising with you today the comments of Antonis Aleo Vradkar yesterday, where he lectured the families of Donegal and the west of Ireland, whose homes have been devastated by mica and pyrite. Families that have campaigned long and hard for this government to do what is fair and deliver 100% redress. The Taoiseach lectured those families who are going through hell about the burden that a fair and just scheme would place on taxpayers. He included a smart aleck quip about it not being the government's money. How dare he? The Taoiseach never gave such lectures to the families in Dublin and North Leinster who rightly and justly received 100% redress when their homes were severely impacted by pyrite. The families in the west of Ireland have been treated like second-class citizens. They have been denied a fully funded 100% redress scheme. This is completely unacceptable and leaves families who have done nothing wrong with massive bills that they cannot afford to pay. Such glib comments attempting to turn public opinion have a devastating impact on the families. It creates an anxiety and a fear that those leading this government do not hear them and won't do the right thing. Minister, you have to do the right thing. We are talking about people whose homes are literally crumbling around them. These are families who have worked hard, they have paid their taxes, and they have saved hard to buy their home. Now, through no fault of their own, they find themselves in a horrific situation where their houses are cracking and coming asunder around them. Minister, the human toll of this ordeal has been heartbreaking. This has had unbearable mental distress on families. I know families and people who have been close to emotional breakdown, people who are close to financial ruin, people who say that their very lives have crumbled down around them with their homes. For them, the dream has turned into a living nightmare. I live in Buncrana, the epicentre of this disaster in North Donegal. This scandal has left deep scars in our community. It is agonising to see your neighbours, friends and family suffer in this way. Minister, I don't actually think I have the words to convey to you the trauma that these families are going through. I really don't. But I need you to listen to me here and now. This needs to be brought to an end. Minister, the families have made their final submission to the working group. You must surely know the key asks that the campaigners and families have made. The government cannot keep standing idly by. The families demand for a scheme that covers the full cost of rebuilding their homes is right. It is just. As Minister for Public Expenditure, you have the power to bring incredible positive change to the lives of families who have been through this living hell. I'm asking you, on behalf of those families, to do the right thing. Will you today tell them the government will deliver 100% redress?
Deputy, thank you very much for raising this issue. And first of all, I just want to say that there is a deep appreciation within government of how serious this issue is and the life-changing nature of this issue for the families who are affected by mica in Donegal, in Mayo, and indeed in a number of other counties where the issue has now emerged. And that is why the government has put in place a process to try to bring about a resolution to this issue. I have listened to the heartfelt stories from the families who are impacted, and I can only imagine what they're going through and the worry that they are having to carry every single day. And the main point I want to make to you is that everything is on the table. The government has ruled out nothing in relation to what will be needed here to support those families. As you are aware, there is an existing scheme up and running, which was broadly welcomed at the time when the details of it were announced in January of last year, and it opened up for applications in June of last year. And a significant number of applications have come in. but the shortcomings of that scheme have also been highlighted. And I think it's important to acknowledge that that scheme was put in place in good faith by the previous government and was a genuine effort to address an issue which is so important for many thousands of families. The working group that was set up by Minister O'Brien is ongoing, and as you have rightly said, the families impacted have made a submission as of last Friday to that working group. And earlier in the summer, there was a request by the impacted householders that there would be an extension of time to the end of September for the work of the working group, and that was agreed by the Minister. And so that is the timeline that we're working to. So the working group will now consider the submission from the householders who are affected, and the Minister intends to accept the report from the working group by the end of this month, which essentially is at a point next week. He will then consider that and discuss it across government and come to a view as to what we can do quickly to support those families. And I and my department and the whole of government stand ready to assist in every way we can. This is an issue Minister McConnell Logue has raised on many occasions at Cabinet, and the deputies from within the government parties from the affected counties have been raising it consistently as well. And I acknowledge that you and your colleagues have done the same. I think we are all on the same side here. We want to get an outcome that works for the householders who are impacted. As you know, to date, there has been an exemption to the local property tax, which is a very small measure, but it's an important symbol and a statement of support from government. Last night in the House here, Minister Donoghue gave a commitment that he will take up the issue with the banks to see what role they can play in supporting an overall resolution to this problem. The issue of rent and storage costs and so on, which have been raised by all of the families, all of those issues are on the table. So we have a process in place. We're not standing idly by. We are committed to working with the impacted householders to address this. But I do have to say that, of course, you need to have checks and balances. You need to have certain controls in place. But I don't believe that we should be passing judgment in advance as to the nature of those before you hear what the government has to say. We have to come to a considered view once we have all of the information on the table, and I expect that we will have that now very shortly, and we look forward to bringing forward a proposal that I expect will represent a very significant enhancement and improvement in the existing scheme that is there for the impacted householders.
Minister, last night the families presented their submission to TDs and senators across the country, and I think they have clearly demonstrated the solutions that will be required to turn around so many people's lives here. Those families shouldn't have had to do all that work. Families shouldn't have to protest. These families shouldn't have to bare their hearts and souls and take journalists from up and down the country to their homes. None of that should have been required. So what I'm saying here very clearly is I hope that Leo Varadkar will take back what he said yesterday. It was completely wrong what he said. But we have Minister Charlie McConlogue, also from Inishowen, at the epicentre of this, Fianna Fáil Minister, yourself, the Minister of Public Expenditure, Dara O'Brien, the Minister for Housing, and of course Micheál Martin, the Taoiseach. You have collectively the power to change what has been a nightmare into a moment of great hope in the weeks ahead. So I'm appealing to you to fully endorse that submission and to deliver the change that our families need right down the west of Ireland.
Yeah, thank you very much, Deputy. And you know, just to reiterate that we are attaching the appropriate level of importance to this, because we absolutely recognise the devastating consequences of living with MICA that too many families are having to experience at this time. This working group has been chaired by the Secretary General of the Department of Housing, and as I said, once we have a completed working group report, I and my officials stand ready to engage intensively to bring about a government statement and a government decision with the support of Cabinet in relation to the next steps. And, you know, this really shouldn't be a political football, because I think we all want to support the families who are impacted. And I know you gave a broad welcome to the current scheme, which was put in place at the beginning of last year. Your own party didn't mention MICA in your manifesto in the general election last year. So let's be straight now, and let's work together to bring about a resolution for the the people that we represent. That's what this government is focused on, and I'm sure you would expect us to make sure that we have a full handle on the overall picture here and have a proper assessment of what exactly is at play. That work is being done, and we expect to have the report at a point next week, and government then will act decisively and bring forward our proposals.